In the run-up to the November election in 2016, about 45 Athens County voters requested absentee ballots. So far this year, that number is more than 7,000. In case you're wondering about the math, that's more than a 15,000% increase in absentee ballot requests. This, of course, is due to the global coronavirus pandemic. And it's just one of the ways in which the pandemic has local election officials thinking about things they've never had to think about before.
Well, I have to say, this whole election is going to be a challenge, every aspect of it. We think this is going to be an election like no other we've ever seen.
That's Debbie Quivy, who heads up the Athens County Elections Office. One of the biggest challenges for Quivy and her staff this year is making sure in-person voting is done safely. Her office is taking several steps to comply with the recommendations from health experts. This includes offering something that restaurants and stores have been doing for months, curbside service. Quivy said voters will be required to wear a mask to enter a polling location. Voters who do not want to wear a mask because of a medical condition or some other reason can vote curbside. Two poll workers, one Democrat and one Republican, will bring the ballot to them. Given the simmering political tensions over mask wearing and really over the entire election process this year, Quivy has worked out a plan with the sheriff's office in case things get out of hand.
Let's say we get somebody that says, "No, I'm not wearing that mask, I'm voting, and you're not going to tell me." I mean, you know, it can happen. So, you know, if we get someone like that, we will give them one courtesy warning. And, you know, if the person doesn't comply, we've got our sheriff's department to back us up.
Some Athens County residents will be going to a different location to vote in November, again, courtesy of the coronavirus. For example, the First Presbyterian Church on Court Street in Uptown Athens doesn't meet social distancing guidelines. People who used to vote there will instead be voting at Ohio University's Baker Center. Quivy said voters whose polling locations have changed will receive a card in the mail soon. The huge increase in the number of residents planning to vote absentee could result in some delay getting the numbers out on election night. Ballots received by 7:30 p.m. on election day, either by mail or through a ballot drop box, must be counted before numbers can be released. Quivy is asking for patience.
Everybody gets in a big hurry, bam, 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 let's get those numbers out. Hey, we're going to take our time, we're going to do this right, and when they get numbers that night, they'll get their numbers. This is an important election, and, you know, I want Athens County to shine. I want Ohio to shine, and let's not blow it.
For WOUB News, this is David Forster.